Chennai City, formerly Madras, is in South India. It has 10 million people. 6 million are poorer than anyone we would find in New Zealand. And we will see how the pandemic makes poverty even worse.
CNCT serves over 3,000 people each day through one of its 27 ministries, helping the poorest folk in and around Chennai.
Yeah, please take one of those free booklets after the service. They give a summary of each of the ministries operating pre-COVID conditions, and they're in the room out the back. Right now, as you probably all know, India has been ravaged by COVID-19. Under COVID conditions, CMCT's ministry has been dramatically modified. For example, since last April, over a year ago, all educational institutions have been closed in India. In February of this year, tertiary students in years 10 to 13 were given permission to resume classes again. But last week, all of those educational institutions were closed again, and years 9 and below have not been in school for over a year. Listen as we present stories from CMCT's ministry. One story we tell is CMCT's continuing 2020 to 2021 story, how CMCT works under the Lord's direction to be his witness under COVID restrictions right up until now.
Testing capacity for COVID is low in India, and that means that many COVID deaths are not detected. Those dying with undiagnosed COVID are generally the poor who were never tested and are therefore not part of the statistics. India's rigorous efforts have kept COVID under control for over a year. But 3 weeks ago, that all changed. There was a sudden surge in new cases, increasing from less than 20,000 new cases a day to, actually today, over 150,000 new cases being reported in India. And it's now more than anywhere else in the world. And the death rate is increasing as we speak. Now, these are proven cases with low testing, which means the true state of affairs is likely to be much higher. Karen is now going to read from James chapter 4, 13 to 17. It speaks to our proud hearts. Please resist the temptation to harden your hearts this morning, to become callous because of COVID pandemic overload. Everywhere in the world, people are struggling with the fallout from COVID to a degree hardly experienced in New Zealand. So listen as God's word contrasts arrogance with true humility.
Look here, you people who say, today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what will happen tomorrow? For your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to do, we will live or do this or that. Otherwise, you will be boasting about your plans. All such boasting is evil. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it.
And that last verse is the punchline. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Now, that puts us in a pretty tough situation. We could easily guilt trip ourselves, being weighed down with a sense of failure. But rather than criticizing our own performance, this verse provokes us to seek God himself, to know his character, and to align our personal vision with God's vision. to repeat a memorable quote from a course called Experiencing God, see what God is doing and join him in it. We need to give ourselves time to do that. See what God is doing and join him in it. Now, as we report on CMCT's continuing vision and what they achieve as a team under God in Chennai, think about our own vision as a community too, your corporate vision, as well as your individual visions, your lives. And I hope, personally, your life is not directionless, purposeless, just drifting away.
CMCT's work amongst the poorest of the poor in the city has been different under the Indian COVID-19 lockdown. But for those who don't know, let me first explain how CMCT began. Colleen Reddit was born in Whanganui. She arrived in India as a 24-year-old 57 years ago, following God's call to serve him among the poor in India. After 2 years of full-time studying Tamil language, Colleen began girls' rallies all over the city. She then started visiting the girls in their homes. Colleen saw poor, illiterate, teenage girls languishing at home. They had never been to school, nor were they at work. They were just waiting for an arranged marriage, and this broke her heart. So prayerfully seeking God's direction, Colleen began teaching some of the girls sewing skills and literacy. And she also taught them the good news of Jesus. Colleen founded CMCT to show the love of God to the poorest of the poor in Chennai. It is a show and tell ministry. CMCT does not just show the love of God through compassionate work and equipping people who are poor to improve their situation. It also clearly proclaims and explains the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour.
Colleen founded CMCT with this verse, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. You know, without a vision of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, we will all perish eternally. India's different levels of lockdown since March 2020 have included phases in Chennai where only one person from a household was allowed out to walk to the nearest place to get groceries. Those here with sponsored children will know that all mail was stopped in India for most of 2020, internally and externally. All public transport was suspended throughout India for 5 whole months, April to August. Buses resumed in Chennai and with careful social distancing that continues. But the famous Indian train system is still only reserved for government workers. For 2 months in Chennai, all private transport was also closed, not even motorbikes. The only option in that city of 10 million people was to walk. All these measures were strictly enforced. India is under strict police surveillance. Now, rural areas have been less affected by the stringency of urban lockdowns. The policy has been to keep rural communities safe by preventing people from returning or visiting from the cities. The Indian government's reason to stop people moving into rural areas is because they have fewer medical resources there. So rural communities continue to be more isolated, reduced often to subsistence living with less threat of COVID. It's among the poor, however, in the cities where things are really tough.
Before we tell you what CMCT or about CMCT's 2020-21 story, we'll tell you about one of their rural projects where they supported the Tamil Nadu State Development government in a crisis situation, much like they are doing now under COVID. Listen to the Chinakulpam story. Chinakulpam is a fishing village once destroyed by the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami. The Tamil Nadu state government asked CMCT to adopt this village to rehabilitate it. Before the tsunami, this was a purely Hindu village where no one knew about Jesus. The first thing CMCT did was to provide emergency rations, clothing, shelter, and fishing nets. Then they began constructing new boats because all the fishing boats had been swept away out to sea and destroyed. And all the men earned their living through fishing. Then began the building of 140 new homes, slightly inland, for the 140 families. These homes were built by teams, mainly by people from New Zealand and the UK. And the government provided the land and the infrastructure, and CMCT was responsible for building the homes.
In 2018, the state government did a survey to see how effective the hundreds, really, of NGOs and government agencies had been in rehabilitating all the tsunami-destroyed villages. They concluded, this is just a couple of years ago, that CMCT did the best job of them all. Now, this is basically a Hindu bureaucracy that would be quick to criticise Christian Missions Charitable Trust and their efforts. So that testimony gives great credibility to all CMCT does and gives greater opportunity for the gospel too. There's a parallel with what's going on right now, so we'll come to that later. Every year at the CMCT campsite in Puttapai, northeast of Chennai, many teenagers put their trust in Christ. 200 to 300 attend both the girls and boys CMCT youth camps. And in 2018 and 2019, several teenagers from Chinakulpam accepted Jesus as their Lord and Saviour at those camps. Now, besides many children, there are almost 70 adults and teenagers who attend Bridge Gospel Church Chinakulpam. And the church building is located just outside the village, so that people from other villages feel free to attend. That's because of variations in caste, meaning that people are territorial. So it's important the church is on neutral ground. And it's in the accommodation that was originally built for those who were constructing the new village. Now, Anthony pastors that new church. With his wife, Sarah, They visit the Chinakulpam folk just about every day. He's a caring pastoral worker, but he's a skilled personal evangelist as well. The local police trust Anthony because he's been able to sort out some really diabolical problems between villages, and they use him as a mediator. So isn't it an amazing testimony? The farming community developed by CMCT just outside the village supports Anthony and continues to supply food for the CMCT girls in the hostel back down in the city in Chennai. Vegetables, the main production, there are also plenty of mango and coconut trees.
Okay, about the girls' hostel. You can imagine the difficult practical implications in the CMCT hostel where most of the girls have come from tragic backgrounds and they do not find life easy. Currently, the main CMCT building is home to 90 girls and young women, and they live on the top two floors. This includes Colleen, her family of five adopted daughters, two house mothers, two cooks, 43 hostel girls who are orphans and therefore have no extended family to live with during the pandemic, 33 young women doing professional studies like nursing, teaching, accountancy, who were previously hostel girls, and 8 women with disabilities who work at the Haven of Hope Handicraft Centre. All these women and girls were confined inside the building for 8 straight months. They have been allowed out this year, but now once again India's gone into lockdown and they're confined inside. Two floors below the hospital has been working at full capacity with strict protocols. And during the pandemic, the operating theatre has been able to work at full capacity as well. Sadly, most medical outreaches into the slums have had to stop. Special medical work has been done in conjunction with the police, but most only occurs when people cannot. But most only occurs when people can access the hospital. CMCT has continually been responding to the COVID situation in India, and they've adapted their approach with the ministries they've been allowed to continue. For most of CMCT's ministries, they have been classified as an essential service, which has allowed them to use their vehicles. And CMCT was also invited to do a special project for the local government in conjunction with the police in Chennai. Philip, who has succeeded Colleen as the CEO of CMCT, sent us this information about the Migrant Workers Project, which CMCT operated in partnership with the local government and police. And this project builds CMCT credibility for future gospel witness. And I just want to say thank you to people in this church who sent money towards this project.
So the daily wage migrant workers come from rural areas. They were detained in the city even though they no longer had any work in Chennai. This was to prevent them from returning home and spreading COVID when lockdown suddenly happened. CMCT therefore had the privilege to partner with the police, visiting on the outskirts of Chennai City to distribute rations, food, sanitary provisions. For many months, CMCT went to where there were hundreds with no shelter and in extreme poverty, living like refugees in their own country, waiting for food to suppress their hunger. Philip said that he thought more people were dying due to starvation than due to COVID. The collateral damage of COVID is disrupted production and especially the distribution of food. So quoting Philip, the project is to reflect the character of God's compassionate love for people by supplying food and providing medical support for the migrant daily wage workers until they can get back to work. And this project recently ended when factories and businesses in Chennai reopened February, and these workers were allowed to return to rural areas. But with the recent surge in COVID cases in India through a more contagious variant, I just don't know whether these freedoms will last. All churches were closed in India from April to October. They reopened with the following restrictions until last week. 100 people only may attend. That's like our level two. But no one over 60 and no one under 10, because children are quite compromised too with COVID in India. With the recent surge, churches are now closed again.
The Haven of Hope Handicraft Centre caters for 70 women from the slums at a time. Many have tragic backgrounds. Most are mothers and the primary breadwinners in their families and were previously uneducated. The Haven of Hope Centre provides training, employment, and a potential future for some to seek employment elsewhere if they wish. And I've personally seen through the work and witness of the CMCT staff and the Haven of Hope handicraft teachers how these women from the slums gain hope. They experience joy in their work and many have placed their faith in Jesus. And they're taught all the different sewing stitches, tailoring, embroidery and card making. They earn an income for their families and they get a hot meal each day at work. They receive free healthcare and their children are placed into the CMCT sponsorship programs. For the first few months of lockdown, the women were confined to their homes in the slums. But Philip praised God for orders for them to make quality, reusable masks. And this work was able to be done in their homes in the slums. CMCT was allowed to deliver the materials and then pick up the finished masks. A few months ago, the Haven of Hope Centre itself was given permission to reopen. Thank you for allowing us to display and sell the products of these women from the Haven of Hope Centre in Chennai, and they're in the hall at the back. 100% of the sales goes directly to India to pay the women's wages and training and buy more materials for them to use. And everything there has been made by these ladies. And I just want to say that besides cash, I do have an FPOS machine. Here I am with Agatha. And I just want to tell you Agatha's story. As a baby, she was picked up from a rubbish dump with the placenta still attached. She had a note in Tamil which read, it was taped to her, which read, "We don't want this child." Crows were pecking at her, so she has some nerve damage. I first met Agatha in 2011, and I'm really pleased that she has become a Christian. And Agatha designs and produces many of the cards that we sell.
CMCT cares for the children from the slums through their child sponsorship program. And when we sponsor a child from the slums of Chennai, we get them into a CMCT school. It's about 2,000 children. And if anyone is interested in sponsoring a child, please see us afterwards. Without education, these children easily become adults languishing in despair in the slums, hopelessly addicted to a mindset of poverty. So education gives the child opportunity to change this and inspire their whole family. Well over 80% of these children from the slums are graduating CMCT's high school, and that gives immediate employment opportunity. Sponsorship, which is $50 a month, enables the child to go to school, have a hot midday meal, uniform, school supplies, basic hygiene items, soap, toothpaste, etc. provided. Medical, dental needs are all attended to. Now, under COVID, except for attending school, all else is still provided. And CMCT are still providing lessons for the children. In fact, I'll just mention this. Pre-COVID, the government had a campaign to put televisions in every home in the slum. A lot of illegal, dangerous wiring went on. Often the only thing that runs by electricity are these televisions. Those televisions, meant to be used for political propaganda, now provide educational programs for kids stuck in the slums. So isn't that wonderful? CMCT piggybacks on that and are providing lessons and tutorials for the kids stuck in the slums, being stuck in there for months. So you can see that with everything that CMC does for children like this, it sets them up socially, physically, mentally to do well. That's holistic ministry, isn't it? Catering for the child on every level? No, not from CMCT's perspective.
As with all CMCT ministry, it's not just about giving these kids an opportunity to find a better place in this world, important as that is. CMCT gives these kids the opportunity to find themselves, body, soul, and spirit, created in God's image and loved by Him. And remember, the gospel is never in lockdown. Please keep on praying for opportunities for us here and for people in CMCT to make Jesus known.
Yeah, Karen said the gospel's not in lockdown. That's something that Philip's been saying all the time. And those televisions in the slums, Christian evangelists are getting onto those too. The gospel is not in lockdown. As CMCT developed, Colleen formed the executive team to direct all the ministries in India. Philip, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Aaron enjoyed many years of working together with Colleen as a team until January, when Daniel, at 55 years old, suffered a fatal heart attack, just at 55. Daniel was also in charge of all the medical work, so it was a shocking blow to CMCT, and it prompted serious prayer. In February, we were able to thank the Lord for two men who stepped up to fill most of Daniel's roles. Daniel was also a very able Bible teacher, so we still pray for someone to take on more of that responsibility. One of them on the executive is Mr. Anbu, who has worked closely with Colleen, Philip and CMCT for years as a consultant, so that we thank the Lord for him. Also, Dr. Sudhan. He's a Christian eye specialist who has worked volunteering time with CMCT for over 20 years, and he is now prepared to be the superintendent for all of CMCT's medical ministries.
We also praise the Lord that Philip is now the CEO. Colleen officially handed on the mantle to him at the end of 2019, just ahead of COVID. Colleen would not have coped with the pandemic. She has ongoing pain and mobility issues after three major back surgeries and now significant loss of eyesight. But ask her if she still has a vision for the Lord's work through CMCT. She certainly does. If you would like to pray for CMCT, please take the April edition of our praise and prayer notes, and they're out on a table in the back room. As Peter said, we value prayer support. And you can sign up to receive these. We send them out each month. Pray that all CMCT's work will soon be re-established. Please talk to us if you're interested in sponsoring a child through CMCT. And we especially want to thank the many people here who are already sponsoring and supporting Colleen Reddit and CMCT and sponsoring children through it, and those who are praying for CMCT's witness for our Lord. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.